I know you've been busy. And what's interesting, because you're saying, well, how can you be busy? The polls opened this morning at 6. Early voting. How was the turnout with you in your personal experience?
It was heavier than normal. We had about a little over 1,000 come in early vote this time,
you know,
for a primary.
And it's interesting because, what was it, about a week later than it should have, because some arguments about who should be or who should not be on the ballot, if I remember right.
Correct. We did start that first day. We just weren't able to put it in the machines, so it was like absentee voting in the office. But we did have votes that first day, which was February 8th, I believe.
I'm trying to figure out when they talk about the uptick. I think with the number I saw yesterday was early voting across the state of Illinois, 330,000 votes cast prior to Sunday. I'm trying to figure out whether it's because people want to get out there and get it done, or they're becoming more accustomed to that ability. Because I think when you look at the years that we've had it, it ticks up every year. So I don't know if you can interpret anything out of this when it comes to voting Democrat or Republican so much as you can people becoming accustomed to a new ability.
Yeah, I think everybody likes the convenience of it.
I do too.
So every year we see them more and more doing it.
So today, there's always a lot of confusion in some people's minds, especially young voters, about, you know, whenever I moved, I was surprised, by the way, and thank you for how quick I got my voter's registration card at my new house. So thank you.
You're welcome.
From my standpoint. But, you know, when I was reading it Sunday, you know, it said very clearly at the bottom, I didn't have to take that to the poll with me.
Right. Yeah, you actually don't have to take anything with you. We have a signature verification, so we have an application that has your signature on it that we compare those signatures with. Now, will it be easier for the judges and maybe a little quicker if you had something with your name on it so they could see it when they're looking it up? Most likely. So if you want to show them your voter's registration card or your ID, you can, but they're not going to ask you for that.
Do you think people in the primaries go, well, what do you mean I have to declare Democrat or Republican? Does that still throw people off a little?
Yes, a lot of people don't realize that in Illinois we do have to ask for a party ballot. This is a party election nomination for your party. So you have to go in and know that you're going to ask for either a Republican, Democrat, or a green ballot.
Is it Republican, Democrat, Green, Independent, or and?
Nope, there's no independent ballot, just the Green.
Just the three
in Williamson County.
Yeah, because it's interesting because you got people going, but I want to vote for somebody in that race and this race, and then they, you know, because I know people that have to make a decision, especially in Southern Illinois. You know, because we know people from both parties, and there's those personal relationships on the local level, and you want to, but you can't. It's frustrating for many people, I think.
Yes. We don't have an open primary.
You know, the other item is that I find that sometimes, especially once people move, that you got to know which polling place. Is there a good way to do that no matter which county you're in, finding your polling place?
The best thing is to look at your voter's card. We mail those out every 2 years. So last year, everybody would have gotten a new one. And on that voting card, it says right where your polling place is. So that's the easiest way. If you're not for sure and you can't find that card, that's not a problem. You can call our office. That number is 998-2112, and we can look you up in our computers and let you know where your polling place is. Because on election day, you do have to go to your polling place. The only people that are coming into our office, this was new a couple of elections ago, where you can actually still register or change your address today, and that's the only people that are still coming to our office at the county clerk's office on election day.
Do you see a significant portion of the votes, ballots cast, that the ballots are spoiled, or is that something we've gotten much better at?
I think we've gotten a lot better at that. I think people are learning how to, you know, that you have to darken that oval. You don't want to put an X or circle it. You want to completely fill in the oval. So I think we don't have too much problems with that.
Do people intentionally spoil their ballots, or do you think, does that happen?
No, I think sometimes they just don't realize, and they just put an X in it, or, you know, or maybe they've made a mistake. And it's, if you do, that's not a problem. Go up and let the judges know, and they'll spoil that and give you a new one. If you've marked something in error, you can't mark it, you know, erase it or something. You have to spoil it and get a new ballot.
You know, something that you and I have talked about in the past, and it's kind of discouraging because I know how much work goes into this, and we're going to talk more about that in a couple of moments. But the primary turnouts I find always kind of discouraging when it comes to participation on something so important.
Yes. yeah, a lot of people don't want to get out and declare a party. And in a primary like this, a lot of times they don't get out and vote. Or you see a lot of people, maybe there's not contested races, and so they don't want to vote.
And I think there's some voter fatigue involved this year around, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people are still, you know, we're still arguing about 2016 in some quarters. So, you know, people are going, look, oh, man, you know, and you just kind of want to distance yourself. But the fact is, you limit your choices in November when you don't go out in the primary. I mean, that's kind of the way I see it. You think, well, I'll vote for them in November. Well, you won't vote for them in November if somebody doesn't vote for them in the primary.
Right.
So, you know, when it comes to turnout, this is my way to encourage you to get up and turn out and go vote. Now, here's the other issue. And I've been, I learned this from your predecessor, and you and I spoke about this in the past. A little too late to do something about it now, but you seem to always be on a quest for volunteers.
Yes. We're always looking for election judges, and, you know, those are positions that it's hard to fill. We've had problems this election, and a lot of the polling places are only going to have 3 election judges in them.
And these are really
that makes a long day for those ladies.
It sure
or
does,
gentlemen.
Right? But well, and the reason why Amanda says, you know, she mentioned this to me once before. And the minute I walked in my polling place, and I think if there was 3 out of 5, I think it was, were women.
Yeah,
it's because this is a really you get paid. I said volunteer. Do you get paid when you're a pollster?
You do get paid.
Okay,
it's a long day, but you do get paid $150 if you do the training. And you start at 5 o'clock in the morning and then get done about 7 o'clock is when the polls open. So about 8 o'clock, you're done.
And a pizza.
And anybody interested in that is welcome to call our office. Like I said, we're always looking for judges.
$150 for a day's work, and I think you get a slice of pizza there too, don't you?
If someone brings it in to you. A lot of times the ladies, the potluck, they feed good on election day, right. I think, most of them.
All right, so get out, vote today. The polls open at 6. They'll continue till 7 o'clock tonight. What about absentee voting and its role that it plays now? Because it's interesting because, you know, with this last race, what it was, Pennsylvania, you go, well, we're going to fight until after every absentee ballot. What's the gateway on an absentee ballot for getting it counted?
It can still be mailed today. If they're mailing it back to me, it still can be postmarked today. And I have 2 weeks to get those in. And so we'll still be counting ballots, you know, in 2 weeks. We'll finish up the process. So it's not final after today. We're still waiting on ballots to come back.
With your experience in primary voting, what time do you think all the votes will be counted when it comes to Southern Illinois counties? When do you think, we'll probably be done by, what's the number?
I'd say we'll probably be done right around 10 o'clock tonight.
That's what I was kind of thinking, that I'd be back home by 10:30.
Yeah.
But, you know, because it's interesting because, you know, when you have a turnout, right, we don't know what it's going to be yet, and we don't want to say it's going to be low or high, and the weather is going to affect some people's decision-making, even though it's a relatively small chance and nothing that really obscures traffic. The turnout is going to be crucial, especially in something like the Democratic nominee for Attorney General when you've got that many candidates, and the same could be said for the number of Democratic gubernatorial candidates. When you've got a lot of candidates, boy, that can fall either way. You've seen it. You've seen that happen.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, it splits the vote.
I was talking with a couple of state representatives by phone yesterday afternoon, and they were saying, well, I think this person is going to win by X number of points. And I'm like, with the way this race is cut up, can you say something like that? They were last night anyway, and everybody was talking about who they thought was going to win today. Hey, Amanda, I know it was a very busy day. But thanks, and not only thanks, Amanda, because I know how much work goes into prepping the ballot, making sure everything's where it needs to be. The volunteers are there. The votes are counted in doing this and protecting voters' rights. I think that's something that goes underestimated and unspoken when it comes to and the other clerk's office. Protecting the integrity of the vote is an important thing. Because we know security is up in the state of Illinois, concerns about hacking, but primarily in the voting rolls, not in the tallies themselves. But thank you and to your volunteers, Amanda.
Well, thank you. Everybody get out and vote.